Okay, Rabbi, today is the last year of the Zman in Yeridaya. I'd like to thank everyone for being mishtatef in this year of Limud. Some people were here already 2 years. And it was Baruch Hashem. It's a very productive Limud, so I'm very happy. Every time we'll be offering Shechita Melicha Bechinas Bechsav that you can pick up from him, and we'll do during the summer. And it's very good. The Chabura, I mean, Yishkoach to everybody. And please feel free. We should always keep in touch. We should, those will come in next year. To need again, there might be a component of Mikvos next year. For those that want to learn, who learned Nida already but didn't learn Mikvos, I'm thinking if you have an interest in that, you should also speak to Rabbi Tuchman. And these in Yom. So the final shiur today is in Yayin Nesach and Stan Yenem. 70-page passage. Okay, so when it comes to Yayin Nesach and Stan Yenam, these are two separate Yisurim. I mean, there's the Yayin Nesach is mamish wine that was poured to the Avodah Zarah. So that's the real deal. And then you get Malkus for that. Stan Yenam just means the wine of the guy that he touched or poured, but not necessarily Avodah Zarah. But the Chazal asked it because, you know, maybe it would be poured to Avodah Zarah. So they asked it any. So if the guy pours you wine, even though he has no intent, he just wants to be a nice guy. And he wants to, he's the bartender, he's pouring wine. He doesn't care about the Avodah Zarah. He just wants to make his money for Sunday afternoon bartendering. Or any time. Now, he's a nice guy. But yet Chazal said that you can't drink that wine. That's the Stan Yenam. But if you know for sure that he's doing it l'naseach, so that's a din d'oraisa. Stan Yenam is a din d'rabbanan. So the pasuk in Hazinu, Asher chelev zevachem el yochelu yishtu yein yisicham, b'kub v'yazuchem yi aleichem sisra. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Chavtes and Beis discusses Mishnah first. Eil zvam shel v'chom ha'isur v'yisur yisur ha'na. These things are yisur ha'na. So yayin menola namar rabba baravu amar koi asher chelu zochem yuchelu yishtu yei nisicha. Mazevich osur v'hana af yayinam yosur v'hana. So, Zevach in Shechta Vodazar Tosuva Hanah, so to the Yain. So, in this Pasuk, when it says, Zevachemu Yochelu, that's the Zevach, and then the same Pasuk, Nishtu Yenisicham. So, Mazevach Osuva Hanah, of Yainami Osuva Hanah. So, then the Gemara says, Zevach Gufa Menolim, the Chsiva Yitzmudu Val Palpor, Vayuchu Zivke Mason. So the question is, and the Rambam says you get malchus on page 5. Yayin shenisnasef la'av la'akum osu l'hanoye v'shosem mimenu tolshehu lokem en ha'toyra. Okay, the Ochal kolshehu grows over. So what's this? Why are you getting malchus? But there's no lav here. It just says that. But it's not a lav. It doesn't say lo tishtei. The pasuk in Tilon just says that we know that zevach is osa. Zagili milsa. That zevach is osa. No, it just says zevach is osa. And now we have a pasuk in Hazinu that compares Zevach to Yayin. So, but where's the lav? Where's the lav? So if you look in the Ketz Mishnah, Machachos of Loike, Eini Yodei, Minayin Lo Rabbeinu, Matzosi La Ramban, Tasagos of Al Sefer Mitzvah, So Rabbeinu, Shukhus Ulezer, Kosov, Anochi, Lo Yodati, Mokom, Amalkus Azev Larisiv at Haina Bigmar, Babli Rishalmi, Avitochit Shiyukim received the Koral of the Chaltim Yitzivko, Shinyono Pentichos Bish, the Yoshiva Arts. In other words, that's a Pasuk in Kisisa. That you're going to come to Israel, you're going to be Koris Bris, and then you're going to come and he's going to invite you, the Koral of the Chaltim Yitzivko. So it's a pen. Pen, the Shomer Pen Vaal is. Is a low sauce. But what just struck me now is he says, Hashosim Imanu Kol Shehu. In other words, there's no din kazayis here, no din revius here. Right. Even a little bit. No, but it's also b'hana, but b'hana, Ramalos, you don't get malchus usually for b'hana. But the word is that it didn't, the Torah doesn't use. In other words, the minister of Avodah Zarah, the asset of Avodah Zarah. So, So that's an interesting halacha. But that's the din d'oraisa. But again, yeah. But usually we don't. Yeah. Okay, so that's the din d'oraisa. That's Yayin Nesach. So again, we usually don't deal with Yayin Nesach so much. Shailas, we are dealing with the Stam Yena. So where does that come from? So the Pirkei Reb Lezer on page 10. Who was Gozer in Stam Yena? So the Pirkei Reb Lezer says Pinchas. Wow, it's pretty early. Pinchas. You don't think of Pinchas so much in terms of the. Reb Lezer Madai Omer Amad Pinchas Vehechrim Al Yisrael Besod Sheim Am Beforish Sav Shenichtav Aluchos Vehechem Bezdin Ha'elyon Him Rapesh Ragum Shenemar Tzonim Shaglehim Tireno Rapesh Shaglehim Tishtavena Shayulochim Reishis Tiroshim Luznus Shenemar So he says Pinchas. And then there's a pasuk in Daniel. So yes, in Daniel, Libo Shalom Yisrael, but pas Bak Hamelach v'yei Mishtof. He said you can't have the pas of the Melech and the Yayin. So if you look in the Ramban, on the next page, Toshali, that third column, that tiny picture of Lezer Hagodol, Sheliyahu Uzal, Gozer Al Yain, Val Dvarpor, Igul Meme Gozer Yushtir, Azu Yim, Gozer Filo. The Hana. In other words, Eliyahu, Pinchas, Eliyahu. So it could be that he was Gozer, Pinchas on Shtia, and then Daniel asked the Hana. Or, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that Pinchas, Eliyahu, was Gozer, Velo Poshta, Takanas Eliyahu, but Daniel Chazer Vahara. Whereas he made the Tachana, it wasn't the Skabel, and then he reinstituted it, Daniel. Okay, so it goes, this is early. Goes back early. How early is the question, but it goes back pretty early. Okay.
What does it mean? Wine that's owned by a guy? That's made by a guy?
Yeah, so let's see what it is. Let's look in.
The guy can't own a kosher winery, doesn't he?
One second. Stan Yainim Rashba, page 13, second arrow. Thanks, Stan Yainim Stam, Mehem, Lutar, Rafil, Bashtia. Come to bed with Asu Stam Yainim, Great Sachik Mehem, from Sibosa. So Sibosem, Mavios Lidei. Fastness, there is no Simbino saying. So the acid, Stam Yenum, Shimrichid Beno saying. And then so the goy's wine, so the goy has his wine, is, and then he, and even the Israel's wine that he touched or poured.
It's not
only
so
cautious
to the first reason, too, no?
Of what?
Of Yain Netzah, no? Or no?
Okay, in other words.
How are the two reasons been interplayed?
Okay, so that's what we're going to see. We'll see soon. And the Torah says, Yain on page 15, Yain Shenis Nasech Lavarazara, Ozu Bahana, Nacham Gozru Al Stam Yainim, Shim Ben Oseim, Nasu Ha Bahana. Hava Pishol Osu Kein Bishar Advarim Shem Gozru Aleim. They asked it Mishim Ben Oseim. So why they make an Issa Hana? Other things, Bishol Akum, other things they didn't make an Issa Hana. So the reason why they made an Issa Hana, came Shem Yain Nasech Gomer Ozu Bahana, so they made it parallel to that. But then he says,
no.
No, well, the Rashbam comes from Shem Rashi, Shekosel Hashem HaGoinim. The Bismanazah ain't Isser Hanov, Magar Shal Goy. Biyain Shalonu. The Goyim Bismanazah ain't Regilim Renase. Lavorazor. So since the component of the Hanov comes from the Yayin Esach, and we don't have really so much Yayin Esach, so then on the Stam Yenam, they didn't make an Isser.
I said on the Magar, on the Stam Yenam.
And Magar, all these things. Right. Because havel in nisach kiyle enem yodim betiv avorazar. Shavshav havel kitinach shoso yainesa lesa b'shtiyev lo b'hano. Because there's something harbor mekomus likach yaim and a goyim bechovoseim. In other words, people take wine for the goyim. If they owe them money, they'll take wine and they'll sell it. So they're not worried about it, Israel, no. So if you look in
the Rosh concludes that the French reason was the opposite, because the second reason you had the French reason
was not the opposite. Yeah. So let's see a Shulchan Aruch. On page 25, it says Stam Yenim Shalam Mim of the Chacham Osub Hanav Vodil Magan B'Yain Shalom. So Stam Yenim and Osub Hanav. However, the Rama says Mishum Gzeres Yain Shnis Nasach Leilim. As far as that, Eino Shchiach Shalumos Menaschem Lavodos Chacham Yisham the Magan B'Chacham B'Yain Shalom Eino Osub Hanav. Rak B'Shtiyo. Right. So Rabbi Badis told me that he thought the Ikar HaDin is like the Ramah, even for Sephardim. There's no Isser Hanah on the non kosher wine, and therefore, you could sell it, you could give it to a guy, you know, different, you know, coolers. That comes up a lot. People got wine, non-kosher wine, they want to sell it, they want to, all types of shaylas that people come in contact with non-kosher wine and they want to benefit from it. By giving it to a goy as a present or something like that, So Rabbi Baez always said you have the Ramon. He told me that he thought even Sephardim could rely on this.
The total hot grand is going back up then. That's only going back. What do you think about
buying? And then he says, "I was the first of the stocker book." Bish Mekim Gambazev told Lachmer. The stocker book. Because usually we say the stocker is doesn't apply to. There's an issue of schorer of macholos asuras, but usually doesn't apply to the rabbanits. But here, maybe that scorer just wants a one-time thing to make money, so maybe he shouldn't get hanav, and maybe he shouldn't be trying to move stock him up. But even that is a question. Then he says, "Don't block
me." Maybe the Chavrus concern is hospice, and that's why he's so mocked.
Okay. So that's so we normally assume that everybody said that the Stam Yenam is Bana says what should be Shti and what the Bahana. Okay. Now, if you look, that there are kulas when it comes to these Yisurim, and one of the major kulas is Yayin Mevushal, right? Yayin Mevushal. So, yeah, take a look on page 21 of Orzar Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Shmuva avlet of Yosu Aisul Kamayu Khamram Vashla. So Shmuva and Avlet. Avlet Rashi says Ovid Kochovim Hayo. So they brought Shmuva and Avlet were sitting and they brought them wine. Mashkal Yade. So Avlet made sure that he didn't touch the wine. So Shmuel could drink it. Amalei Shmuel, Hari Amru Yayin Mevushal, Eimel Mishum Yayin Nesach. So you don't have to worry because Yayin Mevushal is Eimel Mishum Yayin Nesach. So that's the source that Yayin Mevushal doesn't have Yayin Nesach. So there's a famous rush on page 22 where the rush discusses why is it that Yayin Mevushal Ein Bo Mishum Yayin Nesach? Hadavar Tamu, Kei Mishu Gozru Yayin Mishum Dinoseim. Even if you're in Nesach, you'll marry the daughter. That's the same as Shum Shtiyam. Nishum La Bar Nisach. Well, you can tell me that once the Goyim would cook their wine, so they wouldn't use it, so it wouldn't be as good. They wouldn't use it for real Nisach anymore. So maybe that's why they didn't. But if that be the case, although Yain Mozik Nami La Bar Nisachu. In other words, if you put water in the wine, also is lav bar nisachu. It's not kosher for nisachim. So that should be mutter too, and we don't find such a halacha, that if there's water mixed in the wine, then it's mutter, then you can have a goy's wine, as long as there was water mixed in. So you want to say that's the pshat. That Mevushal is not Motzei, and Milsad Lo Shchicha Lo Gozer Bei.
Now it is
Shchicha. Yeah. One second. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Once Bezmach Hazal was not Shchicha, they never made the Gzeir.
They're not going to.
Right, and can't make new Gzeirs. The Rambam Zal Kosov Shimtsar V'yayin Me'at Vash. So the Rambam says, even if you put in a little, you sweeten it, you put dvash on matzor, hold the inner royal anasech al gabay mizbeach, So the Rambam says that as long as it's sweet wine, then it's mutter.
But how do we know what they're going to put on their mizbeach?
Oh, that's Rabbi Kivega's question. So it was just because there's water, so we don't use it, but
so
who says
it,
that,
exactly.
That they don't use it? Right.
Yeah, this is also in the Mizraim.
But the Rambam says a cool also for Yayid. Sweet wine. The Rosh says the ain lismach alav. You shouldn't rely on it. Now, it's a very strong Rosh. Ain lismach alav. Dikir gzerim shum bedoseim, v'chshmiu leser ba'ano. Because the ikir is shum bedoseim. So the Rambam is saying, what's sweet is not from Nessa, so there's no gzerim, but you shouldn't work that way. You have to start with what's shaya to bedoseim. That's the iser. And then you want to say, is there also an iser? No, so maybe not, if it's not right for Nessa. But to say that the whole iser doesn't apply, that's his tying on the Rambam. Just because for us we have an issue in the Torah that called Sor Dvash Lo Saktiru doesn't mean the Goyim have it. That's another time. It's the Ramban's time. So that's the Rosh's claim, but Gaim Vushal is Lo Shchiach. Now there is a so that's one of the big coolers we have. Now, there are two big shailas about Yayin Mevushal. First is the shaila, does this heter apply bizman hazeh? Because maybe Yayin Mevushal was only because now the taste is degraded. Because once you cook it, you take out the, you have to... I'm not a maven in wine. I remember I was a Lower East Side, so for Sukkos, so there's a Mr. Bernstein. So he knows, like, to me, what I consider the best wine, he holds, that's like, you can't drink that. So there are different levels of Venus in this field. Okay. So Lamaisa, there was a famous tshuva, Rav Lagashi wrote years ago, and Shlomo Zalman, that today the wine is mevushal in closed pipes, so that the fumes don't just spread out; they come back. This is all enclosed, so maybe it's not going to have that same level of degradation in the mevushal maybe shouldn't apply. So that's where Rabbi Yashiv has this chumrah, that the heter of Yayin Mevushal is not shaykh b'zman hazeh. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also thought this way. So this is not the way we normally assume. Rav Moshe didn't assume this way. Others, I guess people in Eretz Yisrael, there must be people that will follow that. In America, it didn't take off that shita. Okay, but...
Is the issue with degradation in shivas, or is it just getting out of the... or just not being...
And some say, I think everybody mentioned, and others say, that, yeah, it does. Even the one today, even with the pipes, it's still not the same... It's still a machine of sorts. Take a look. On page 28, at the bottom of the Mikra Shloimer, he says, here, first look on the top. Baram, Nir Lani has died, the Shayish Lefak with Tuba Bukulazu, the Kamatamim, he Nir Lani has died, the Bavushal of Shinitska Bashas, the Poiskim, Mari Dafka, the Bishal Rogia. 28. Right? The alcohol becomes fumes, mist. כמובן שבגלל זה טעם היין משתנה. מה שאין כי מזמננו, הפיסטור, the pasteurization, נעשה שהיין המצחי מתוך צינור סגור. They're in closed pipes. חן הן אמנם, גם בזה צריך, זה צריכים שתכס מהמיד שפים מסתר בדף שבגלל זה, שסוגו מסוגור, ונחסה כלום מהיין. Kolmokim vushul miyuhava came mashal nesar rachmanishe zeh sosum v'yefshar klal yos idoy aval chashiv shapir mevushul. And then he says that so then he discusses in the bottom that one Rav in America said that when he was in France, Spain, he saw that they don't let the pasteurize the, because even that is going to be mafsid the time. So that's why the real wine is there, they don't even let you do that. So you see that it does mekalko a little bit. And then the question is, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about this. I remember I discussed this once with Rabbi Yagid, and he wanted to know why is this different than Stam Zeres Chazal, bring back Hilchos Nida, Samim, you know, evident gris, so there's certain things. Chazal were Tzayim Musakim, so.
They don't change.
Yeah. So it's hard to same.
Like Rashi already changed, you know, right. Didn't assume that it was just a kula.
No.
You mean that the Isra Hanah doesn't apply? Right, like he didn't say they would go Isra and say,
so
no, that doesn't.
Yeah, there goes but I know, especially just by the Yisra Chilo.
I think the whole, if you just say every din of Stamino, they made as a din and that's it.
But then you have to see which things, well, because on the Yisra Shtia, they didn't touch that. Okay. Then another point is how hot does it have to become Yain Mavush? There was, if you, does it need 212? You know, 212? Or is it enough, say, yeah, it's a lattice bump. It could be different sheet, there's 160, whatever. So the shach, 26. In Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch, in Chaber Gimel, says Yaim Mevusho Shalom Shenogah Ba'Ovi Tuchavim Mutar. Maybe we say Nikra Mevusho Mishrasich Al Gabi Ha'ish. So the Shach says, Haynu She Yismaid Mividasa Oidei Resiche. In other words, it diminished. Some evaporation happened because of heating it up. So Rav Moshe, from the Zalman, Rav Moshe is the famous tshuva, page 31. He says, the Shalti Mehar B'nei B'nei Adam Shechoshu, bottom of page 31. Shem Atika Mesheresis B'yayim. A lot of people have Goyim around, and they want to know, what's the shear of Yayim Avushal? In the Metzav Adishin, it's Mashal Kachom Sheyatzu Lettuce Bo, Ubedim Bishop. Once it's Yatzu Lettuce, so it's pasteurized, so it's already Yatzu Lettuce. Even though when it's pasteurized, it's not 212, but it's... Yeah, so that's the shear. So you write the third column, the paragraph Ine, each factory is. Yanshim Vashlim Yunusayim and Midas Kom Shibinusain or Pox Mibidish or Maya Vishishim Hamesh Gurad Shimidas Kom Zevada Yosemi Vidatso Lattice. So, does it have it? Of Bishalakum and others, the Tselmer, Tselm Pukma, 212, right? Tselm's 212. So a lot of the, you know, the Hamish will follow the Tzelm and require 212. And how much is grape juice? No. How much, what does it say on the computer? What?
What temperature
boils at? Yeah, what temperature do they just pasteurize it? Is it on the computer? So sometimes they'll say, you know, Yayim Mevusho Lefi Igros Moshe, or Lefi, you know, because it's not, that's a style of what's here.
Be higher than one,
though.
What else
is a higher temperature? I'm saying, but how much does it, do they, when they...
They actually do.
What do they actually
do? They're
not connected?
They're not connected,
okay. Why should we not wear any more than this? And that's Shlomo Zalman, has that true, but Matt, Yayim Fuster, once it's pasteurized,
not only that has to be cooked in an open pot.
Yeah, he holds a different good, but the question is, Stam, Ikashir, what's the Ikashir?
It can be done in a closed pipe.
So he writes,
heat level that was somehow bothering about, or the enclosure?
He's bothered by the
enclosure.
Right.
But he would agree with the heat level.
Yeah.
Why, what's the muffin target on the heat level? 165, it says certainly evaporates.
So boiling.
Based on
right, so maybe not everyone agrees to that. In the Hasidic world, they don't follow this. 212.
In open pots.
The open thing is, I don't think they. That was an Eretz Yisrael thing. I think in Chutz La'aretz that Chumrah didn't make it to America. People, most people in America never even heard of the Shita, the Yayin Mevushal doesn't, you know, that was not, wasn't the Skabel on these shores. What? Okay. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, he's a big expert on wine. He printed his thesis, a book called Yenom. Yenom.
Go
through.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Okay, now let's just talk a little bit about the what's called Maga Goy. So the Gemara, page 35. So the Gemara has a sugya. Amar Papa, high over Chachavim, the Dori Zika. He's carrying a pouch of wine. He calls Yisrael Achore. Mal Yishari, Rome Kam Mekarkish. So if it's full, the pouch is full. It's not a problem because it's not, you're not shaking it. It's full. But Chas Chaseira. There's also Dilma Mekarkesh, which you might, you know, shake it. Kuva, but if it's a barrel, so Malya is also, because Dilma Noga. Chaser Shari Dilma Noga. Ravashi Omer Zika Bein Malya Bein Chaser Shari, my tire ain't derech nisuk b'kach. So Ravashi says that the pouch is mutter either way, because if you're carrying it and you're not, so even though when you're moving it's going to shake a little bit, but that's not derech nisuch. Not every shaking is derech nisuch b'kach. If you look on the Rambam, page 5, 37. Halacha Gimel. Akum Shaya Ochez Akli B'Karka Yisrael Yosef. No. I'm sorry. Here. Kli Sosa Mutal Taltala Akum Yimokum Lamokum Afapi Shayayim Snadne Chainza Derech Nisach. Have your note shell Yayim Mokum Lamokum Ochez Pia Node Biodo Bay Shaya Node Molay Achosum Mutar. אבל פי שהיין מסנדה, וזה סנד דרך ניסם בכך. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. Page 41. Halach Yud Aleph. Ketzit hi anegiya she'osuba ha'ovik l'chavim hi'ayim ha'nashi yigam b'yado or b'raglo or b'dover acher. So he touches it with his body, the wine itself. So that usually, I mean, it can happen, but you know, in regular situations of today, it doesn't. It's not usually what we're concerned with, that he's going to put his foot in the wine or something like that. But we're concerned with pouring in other words, the basic halacha on page 42, halacha yukes, is not halavi kachavim kli shol yayin v'igbiyo. He picked up v'yatzach ha'yayin and he poured the wine. Aval pishlo sichsech, nesa shebay ha'yayin mikocho. Right, we passed him that kocho is like a negiyah. Igbiya v'lo sichsech v'lo nogaz mutter. Kol shekin she'inosu b'digiz kli l'chud. That's what Rabbi Bari told me. He thought that if you have wine in the fridge and you have a cleaning lady, so she wants to clean out the fridge. So she took stuff from the fridge, she puts it on the counter, and then she cleans and puts it back. So he didn't think that that was a problem. In other words, you could continue drinking that wine because there was no pouring. It wasn't there. Lisa Pekachas, Magbia.
Right.
You can pick up the wine.
Does it matter if, let's say,
the vehicle picks it up faster? Yeah, listen.
Okay. So then that takes it, then of course, if it's awesome. And it's the only way if it's
awesome because
you can't pour it.
Right. Right, when I chosesh more. Yeah.
Takes
a bottle of wine. But it's got a simple.
See,
you wait
with the bottle of wine,
you drink
a bottle of wine,
you
stop it.
So
often you have to open a bottle of wine, but it's not something that's fingered into the...
What, with a
non-coated
wine?
Non with a
wine.
Yeah, so you just
finger it
and say, sorry, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That it's not the thing, he's walking around with a bottle of wine.
That he didn't pour you.
He didn't pour you, that's fine.
Yeah.
What does success mean? So you can shake it. You don't pour it. I'm getting between pouring and shaking. Are we interchanging
those
two things?
No, with pouring is there a piece of
potash that's. If we have lost it,
there's another halal.
So right.
Let me just make a point here. The halacha is, you'll see, that kocho is only oster bekavon. Kocho shalom bekavon is not oster. So if you shake it, the kavanah to shake, then yasir. But if you pick it up, so Some, anytime you pick something up, it shakes a little bit, but you don't have kavana for that. So that's kochot shalom b'kavana. There's a gemara about that. That the wine was pouring out of the barrel. He didn't have any kavana. Yeah, let's see if we should be in the packet here. Kochot shalom b'kavana. See if we find that gemara. It's over here in the back at some place. You have the gemara of Kolcho Shalom B'Kavana here in the packet. Here it is. Some of the pages here. I mean, the Gemara has Kolcho here on page 35. The Kolcho is also. Shimi Barashi also be Kolcho. But then, okay, that's the Gemara of Kolcho. But then, there's another Gemara. I don't know if I put it in the packet, but we'll, you can see it in Shulchan Aruch anyway. That Koach Shalom B'Kavana is Mutter. Page 43, Kuf Sifyur Aleph. That's based on the Gemara, Tor B'Shem Arashba. It's a Tor B'Shem Arashba. He says, Ovi Kachovim, Shenosei Chovis, Afilo Al Ksefo, Velechto Yotza Yai Lachutz. So it's pouring out. But he doesn't have, because there's a hole in it, so as he's walking, it's pouring out. Shalom B'Kavana. Mutu B'Shtia, Afilo Mashi Yotza Lachutz. The koch. So even though what's dripping out, you can save. If that's kolcho shalom b'kavana, lo gozru. So that's a din of kolcho shalom b'kavana. I was reading from what page? 43 Sifyur Aleph. That is the din of Kolcho Shalom B'Kavana. Yeah.
Yeah, good to see you. And he shakes it up. Would that be, that still be mutter? Because it's sealed.
What is sealed up for anything?
What?
Sealed doesn't help for anything.
Sealed
if it isn't
considered
anyway.
Should be awesome.
If
you... Yes, please.
So you go into a wine store, and the guy takes a kochabawa, and he wants to show you it's clear. So the sediment is, so he shakes it up to clear, you know. So you look, shakes up the bottle.
1 second.
Or and there is a pocket with a seal.
You have the din of the Rambam here. Kli sos, page 37. Kli sosim, mutul tap ha'akum yivakum l'makum. Alfa bishay yayin stad, they change the definition. Every note shall yayin makum makum makum. As we're looking at the Rambam. $37.
So,
Sassum
is
the same thing. Right, in other words, would Sassum be Mutter if you mama shake it?
Even if you have a shake.
I don't know, I wanna move on to that 100%.
Is there a feeling between it was never opened, or it was opened, but now it's just sealed? You know, put the cork back in.
Yeah, but I wanna move on to what they did in your first case. You know, like, what's the din if sealed and you shake it?
Well, isn't this thing that I'm supposed to say it's okay?
Rambam talks about a case where you just you didn't have kavana, you're just picking it up and it happens to shake. What if you shook it with kavana? So he writes, Yesh Mishom Mishim Achaz al Vikuchavim Echlipas Yudzayim, Echlipas page 42. Yesh Mishom Mishim Achaz al Vikuchavim Echlipas Suach, Shigayim Sixachav Pishalo Higbia, Lo Nogum Yayin Nessa. Which one?
That din of the two sasim on page 37 of the Rambam.
Yeah.
So on the bottom it says in Torah is a little cafe. I just don't think that we have that.
You want to get it? You want to get it? Cool. Okay. Okay, so the next, then we'll go on to the next point. The next point we're going to talk about is bittul. What's the sheer bittul for these things? Normally, we have a sheer of shishim for bittul. Not by isa mashu, but isa the rice. It's the mashu. Stam yenem is not an isa mashu. Gai nesach is isa mashu. Not both. Stam yenem is not an isa mashu. Stam yenem is has bittul. So, but the sheer bittul b'stam yenam is different than regular isurim, and we'll see that the poskim have a sheer of 6-1, not shishim but shisha. Now, so that's a bit cooler. So you're going to bring me a tour.
Oh, you
want
a tour?
Can you save some tour? That's just his question. Right, but here he's just shaking it to Stam shake. Right, right. That's how, that was the question. What's the din if he mamas shakes the kavana?
For some reason.
Like he wants the sediment, he wants to mix with, like Rabbi Tuckman was saying. Well, what's the din in the... What's the din in that case? Tov shal goy, tosser, tosser rashba shafir b'han yeh, tach chol chol, misho yeh, tach chol chol chol, okay, we'll have to find it. I don't see the fairs yet. Okay, let's just finish up this year bittul here. So there's a din of 6-1. So you take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Page 45.
Didn't happen
to
shear on the different
shear room. No. I left it for now. So the Ramah writes from page 45 in the Haggah. יש אומרים בכל סתם יינם בזמן הזה בוטל בשיש כאינו גם מוהפים so what's the question is the part of the shear is shisha Page 47. Hey, come here. By mine, we have Vatel Tam Hayayin Shisha. So the Taz on page 49. So the Taz answers that this He's calling it a different sheet here. In the Chanan, but we don't pass like this sheet. So therefore, we don't pass him like Shishim, we pass him like Shisha. So the Shach, in the Tkudas HaKesef here, says, no, you got it all wrong. Over here, Shar Mashkin. Over there is only water. The Din of Shisha is only by water. Not for Shar Mashkin. So this is a big fundamental machlokes. Is the Din that Yai Nesach is Batel B'Shisha is not only together with waters of Batel B'Shisha or even Shar Mashkin. Which should we say there's no chiluk. Taz says there's no chiluk. Water, Shar Mashkin, it's all Din 6-1. And the Shach says, no, 6-1 is only water with the Yayin Stam Yenam. The Shah Mashkim in the Chishim. So this is very relevant to the story of the.
This is far from mine because it's Tom and Gan. The Bibi Shach said, the Bibi Shach over his, what's it called? Page 47 said, Pastor Sister Hester.
Yeah. So we have to look at page 54 in the whiskey brouhaha of Rabbi Bleich. So we have the whiskey brouhaha. To page 55. So we'll go straight to Rabbi Teitz at this point. Rabbi Teitz from Elizabeth, New Jersey, the Rav from Elizabeth, New Jersey, who was the father-in-law of the Mashkiach of the Yeshiva, Rabbi Blau. So he was the one who discussed the opinion of blended whiskey. And then Hapardes, which was one of the famous Torah journals, it was like for 60 years, and now it's no longer. Rabbi Hapardes from Chicago, he did it. Started in Europe already. And then Rav Simcha Elberg, he took over. And then he passed away. And then that was it. He used to come out once a month for years. Very interesting. Many levels, but that's for a different discussion.
Many what?
Many levels.
Levels?
There's many levels of interest in the Torah journal.
Is there anything similar to a party?
Not really. Different types of things. A party just had its niche. There are other different things. All the Torah journals done. Not a party. And all the Rabbanish hack also. Mazel Tov, this, you know, and whatever. Depending on the. So Rabbi Teitz reported that upon investigation, he had found, as Rabbi Black's writing, they found that many blended whiskeys contain up to 2.5% sherry wine. But it's permitted by law, as Rabbi Black writes here from Rabbi Black's book, the distillers failed to disclose that fact on the label. So if you had treif wine in the whiskey that wasn't even being reported, 2.5%. So you don't have shishim, but you have shisha, you don't have shishim. And he can credit the labor of Eliezer Silver, having the first to publicize the existence of kashrut problem with blended wine. So that's the question. So Rabbi Teitz, we have this article here in Apardes. So Rabbi Moshe says he thinks it's not a mikra din. Because it's Bakal B'Shisha. Page 59. Bakal B'Shisha. So he likes the Taz. He does. So therefore he says, can't ask him. But he still feels, he writes to Rabbi Teitz, that he did a good thing to make it, that it should be without this wine. Because the Baal Nefesh should be mapped. So he gives him the Eshtayach for doing the investigation that they should have whiskey without the wine. Shechter, or the Trubin, on page 66, where he writes that maybe the din of Shisha is only because it's no sin tam of gum. Then he goes to the Shuba Sarashba, very interesting Shuba Sarashba. He quotes out that maybe it's in the packet of the Shuba Sarashba, page 53. Kosher darker losses can also be a bottle of the muta. Anything that's put in the question is, can ingredients be bottled? So many assume yes, that if you have, even though it's an ingredient, but it's the shishim connect those, so it's bottle. So the Rashba says, no, if you put it in, even though there's no din of aim of adlin, it's your goy, whatever, you're putting it in the ingredients, so maybe it's not bottle. And then he discussed that even if the goy did it, but you buy it like the Radvaz, but not everyone passes like that advice. So There was room to be making, and you have some of these hashashos.
Rabbi Shechter Gimel says that when you go out to the store, you say, I'm going to buy this tarobis. This is a big problem in the bottom. This is a hot kilo.
Well, that's the Radvaz.
Yeah, that's the Radvaz.
The Pasha says that many don't hold from from this Radvaz. I don't think Radvaz holds from it.
Is that considered massive Israeli?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last thing. What? So the mice, there are svaras l'kula, and the svaras, you can say svaras l'chumra too. So the Moshe says the Baal Nefesh.
The Moshe says Baal Nefesh
Shechna? Yeah.
In Abanami, probably don't possibly like Rabbaz, but it's hard all the Chumras.
Right, so the question is. Each Chumra really accepted or not?
Yeah.
There's
other Chumras taking seriously there, all over Europe.
What? No, Rafik was the one who went to Rafik.
No,
it was the
phone.
Yeah, by where?
No,
or a final phone. Yeah, that was the question. Yeah. Okay, then the last thing here is the discussion about a base mishtos. The Shech likes to quote this Chachmas Adam.
What does that mean, a bar?
Yeah. Tour. Sheikh Shal Akum, page 69.
Do you like brandy?
Yeah. They asked it. Malcolm Kuros, Shal Vyats Malishtos, Vesa Nokri. So to have these things, even if it's kosher ingredients, to drink in the base akum is aser. And then he says, all these even coffee and milk. So the question is, does this mean when you go to the Shechta thought, even to get a, if I'm not mistaken, to get a soda in a lounge, in a hotel? But I don't know if that's what he means here. I think he means a bar or a house, or the guy's house, you know.
So Starbucks.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to. For me, it's hard to believe that the. Well, that's how I think others to say that he was talking about. That
even.
That in a. You go to the hotel lobby on a date and you're getting soda, that would be what he's talking about. That's not the Chora. That's not based on Shalakim. Also, Chacham Shul, we also have a bit of Malcolm Chirosim Shuvay Hatzma Lishtos Beis Hanachri. When Hevi Hashem will base on Shenichlos Beis Hanachri Lishtos, Shem Tzomer Shalom Beis nach dem Mittel nicht das Mittel. Ähnlich war es Mittel aus Bach und Ache, etc. Schacht, I believe, thinks not that way. That you can't even get a cellar or these things in a hotel lobby.
You can't.
Well, the tour has this idea that the about Sheikh Hashalak.
Yeah, but when he says
then
it's okay, and then
it says Afan
Sinharabim. Well, Sinharabim is not as a lot of people that
have been
coming
from Christmas. He's in the coffee
stove. What? Yeah. But to me, I think it's hard to believe that that's what he was talking about. I thought the pashas is means that you go to a guy's house and you.
Have these like coffee shops that are like run by someone who's intimidating, develop relationships with people, regular, and that's the problem.
But you go to a hotel lobby.
No, you're nobody.
You're nobody. It's so. There's no chamimus. There's no. You take your Coca Cola and you bring it to your.
Is there zero costs for every single food out? There were only rules on certain things.
Right. So I think the tour has sheikhar, but the Chochmas Adam brings coffee and milk. But I don't know.
But then his own like. Is it after the Sinara? A lot of people come in. You go to their house.
Right.
But you just said
you did that. Right, but my question is the original thing of Sheikhar.
Right, so what does Kovei Aschel Lishkos?
Right, Kovei Aschel Lishkos means to have a drink. Here you're basically going to meet the person and just need to
get... To do your work and...
Yeah, to do your work and yeah.
Place to sit.
Yeah, so for... Yeah, so...
What if you're going with, like you said, it was a date or was a friend?
Right.
And I'm going to interact with a good
one.
Right.
Like right. So that's why, to me, it's not Pashat that it's also.
But you make coffee. You're saying that coffee is not, this is not like a.
Well,
with
the original, it's
a
buffer
or
only one?
Are you going to.
Well, check, let's look. What's the name of the tour? You have the tour here? Yeah, let's see the tour.
Not the hard action here.
Not the shtia. Yeah, the tour. Let's see. What simon is it? Kuf Yudal. Kuf Yudal, yeah. Yeah. Kuf Yudal, you think? One second. Here we go. Kol sheikhar echad sheikhar tamarim shol sa'orim ha'ashar osu midva asur mishum chastas. Avem lo mishum bishul ha'akom lo mishum loch mir behem chimo bapas lo osrum ela bebeis ha'goy. Ma'ashar osu midvash. Yeah. So that's what I thought. Pashas says beis ha'goy. And I'm a virus, Shaf Beis Agoy, also a Shaf Beis Agoy, der Hashem kozo kove bestir. Nichtes Beis Agoy, Shos der Haroi, Bakroi, Mutter. So, maybe what you said, and so far Beis Agoy, and so far of Kove Lishtia,
I think that...
Kove Lishtia means people get together for the purpose... You know, you ever go to a place, they go to drink. That's why they come again, to drink. Right.
So
that
would be a problem to go where they're being
prepared
for drinks and get a soda?
So, I thought the
posture
is that...
Prepared for drinks means a bar.
A bar, okay.
So go into a bar, but only get...
Do you not want to go with Jewish friends to a bar and get
drinks? Yeah, so I'm not so sure. I mean, I don't like people going into bars b'chlal. I think it's... This of Moshe of Leitzim or Yoshev, whatever. But But I think a hotel lobby is not based social norm.
And a bar is based social norm.
Yeah, but bar, I just...
Or any, love, I don't mean a bar, I mean stuff, any place that's not his private residence.
Right, it's not a based social norm.
So that's the same thing as Starbucks. That's
right, so far that's also not based on social good.
Starbucks doesn't even serve, I know it's not meant to talk, but it doesn't even serve these alcoholic drinks, which is how the whole thing started.
Yeah. So, you know, the little oil of people make all of this. If they go on dates and they get. Go on a date. We're not supposed to go on a date.
You know, generally just get the soda just because.
Because you need something to you know, whatever. Then they won't have a timer. You didn't offer to give a, you know, sometimes they'll have a timer. You didn't even offer me.
The hotel won't have a timer that you use in their
lives. Yeah, then they won't have a timer on you. So the Masalik, all the timers, she won't have a timer. They won't have a timer. You play a Coke. You Masalik all the timers. That was where Hapardes. How do you think Hapardes existed all the years? Because Rabbi Elberg was what? He was the Rav Hamachshir of Coca-Cola. So in every Hapardes, there was a Coca-Cola ad. And the Coca-Cola ad supposedly paid for the printing of Hapardes.
Really?
Wow. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea to give a hashgach on soda. It's, you know, it's a good thing. You know. And, okay, so let me repeat again. This is the Nashir of the Zman, and let me say one thing. You know, when I started giving this Smicha Shirim, one year Rabbi Bronstein asked me to give a Shirim. So, what was the motivation? Well, you know, first, you know, to review the halachas. Because if you don't review this, if you just rely on what you learn one time, you're going to. But then, you know, there's another aspect that to me is more important, that, you know, this is a big institution, a lot of shirim, and a lot of times, you know, Rebbe only gets to meet the guys in his particular shir, and you don't know the other guys exist, really. So I was zocha to be able to give these shirim, which I, as Hashem continue, I want to thank Rabbi Tuchman for all his help for these shirim and helping us out. Well, many ways, but this was a way that able to make a kesher with a lot of different talmidim in the yeshiva that I wouldn't have otherwise known. So I'm thankful for Kadosh Baruch Hu for that as well. So we should continue having a kesher for years to come, and we should be matzliach, everyone, whatever avenue that you're going to pursue in life, with siyata d'shmaya, b'yir shamayim. And we should continue to have a kesher together, and we should, Ezer Hashem, have an appreciation of learning halacha. You know, because a lot of times in yeshivas, you learn the Gemara, and the halacha is a 20-minute thing in the morning, right, at best. Which is good for a certain point in your life. In other words, I do believe when a guy's coming to Eretz Yisrael at age 18, so he should be learning Bava Metzia and Bava Kama with all the Pilpulim and all the Lamdas, and learn Mishnah Berurah for half an hour in the morning, like the Stipler says. But then, as the Stipler writes, and the Rabbi writes, that once you already learned, you know, the Pilpulishal Torah of Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, and now you're trained how to think, then you should go and learn Chulin and Bava Kama and Chulin and Brachas. And Ervin, and you know, Shmaitza Libet Hilchas is the step after you learned how to mefalpel and Nashim Mezikin. So that's the higher level, that's the next level. There's a certain Rosh Yeshiva that supposedly said that there are two Masechtas that are Mafteich L'Shas. It's Ksubis and Chulim. Ksubis is the Mafteich in, and Chulim is the Mafteich out. Because what he's saying is, a lot of times, they're learning chulin, once Mikhail means leaving yeshiva, they're not going to learn anymore. But that's if you don't take it seriously. You're just doing it to pater, and to get smicha and pater. But if you're learning it, they'll leave it to Hilfasa, to really know it, to get a kinyan. And, you know, the packets show you an aid of how halacha is a process, not just the, you know, why do people not enjoy Yoredeya for years, for centuries? Because if they all they do is they open up your daya and you start learning halachas and you don't know the whole sugya where it came from, so it's just boring. But if you see the whole picture, and now this is like the last stop on the train of how the mechaber summarized the sugya in a sif or two sifim, now you can appreciate it, understand it, enjoy it, and know how to apply it. So hopefully the shiurim aided in that way. So let me wish everyone a good zoomer, a good summer, and you should chazer over the shechita melicha, and you should speak to Rabbi Tuchman about it, and if anyone is interested in some type of chabur next year, vavos or something like that, you should also speak to Rabbi Tuchman. So have to see if there's an interest. And you should all be matzliach in everything you do in life. And siyata d'shmaya, and we'll continue bez Hashem to see each other bez Hashem at good occasions.
Thank you.